Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 30. Are they servants of Christ? I speak as if insane. I more so. In far more labors, in far more imprisonments, beaten times without number, often in danger of death. 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. 1 night and 1 day I have spent in the deep. I have been on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among false brethren. I have been in labor and hardship, through many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. Apart from such external things, there is the daily pressure on me of concern for all the churches. Who is weak without my being weak? Who is led into sin without my intense concern? If I have to boast, I will boast of what pertains to my weakness.
The Apostle Paul spent over half of his life serving Christ, and yet he experienced suffering. It doesn't seem fair, does it? Why would God let one of his servants go through so much pain? We may be asking the same question because of issues we face today. Many people believe the Lord should prevent all hardship, but he doesn't necessarily do so in this life. Maybe our reasoning is backwards. We may think faithful Christians don't deserve to suffer, but suffering aids in the development of faithful Christians. If those of us who are believers had a life without trials or pain, we may not see our need of him, and we wouldn't get to know him intimately. Adversity can enhance what we learn about the Lord from the Bible. If what we believe is never tested by adversity, we may only have knowledge without understanding. The Lord gives us opportunities to apply scriptural truths to the difficulties facing us, and in the process, we find him faithful. For example, how would Paul ever have really known the strength of Christ if he had never been weakened by persecution, pain, and adversity? Trials can either build our faith or lead to discouragement. If you'll believe what Scripture says and apply its principles to your situation, your trust in God will grow. In that way, your faith will be strengthened through adversity.